The men appeared one after another, handcuffed and clad in striped jumpsuits. They said nothing and showed no emotion, as prosecutors shared videos of fighting in the streets and a car slamming into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one and injuring 35. The driver, James Fields, now faces a charge of first-degree murder, while others are accused of firing a handgun and beating an African-American man with sticks and poles. The judge agreed there was enough evidence to send all four cases to a grand jury December 18th. That said, he praised some of the arguments made by a defense lawyer who claimed Richard Preston fired a shot into the ground in self-defense as a counter-protester used an aerosol can to create a makeshift flamethrower aimed at white supremacists. One of them testified that he was sprayed with what may have been paint thinner and feared he could become a human torch if the fire reached him, while another said he thought he might be burned alive. Attorney Elmer Woodard also argued that his client was not responsible for the bloody injuries sustained by DeAndre Harris. He admitted Jacob Goodwin had kneed Harris in the bottom, but said that didn't prove intent to cause bodily injury. I'm Sandy Houseman.